This week, we're bringing you stories about Pacific Northwest trees and the role they play in our region and in our lives. Wood has been used to build musical instruments for 4,000 years. And it's not just any wood that gives a guitar its honeyed voice or a violin its soulful howl. In the first part of our series, More Than a Tree, we take a look at the acoustics of wood and discover why certain trees have the right stuff for building instruments. KUOW's Sarah Waller brings us the story.
Listen. A guitar comes to life as its maker plucks the strings. But it's not the strings you're hearing. Strings themselves make almost no sound. What you're hearing is the wood. A special kind of wood. Tone wood. It's the wood that gives musical instruments their unique voice. The Northwest is home to some of the most prized varieties in the world, like spruce and maple. But good tone wood is getting harder and harder to find. Bruce Harvey screws a coring device into a 250-year-old Engelmann spruce tree. He's an instrument maker, and he's been called out to this remote valley near Lake Chelan to see if some of the trees here have what it takes to make music. He has to be quick. These trees are about to be cut down and chipped up.
Yeah, this is this guy's last day on Earth. Very sad.
This area is part of a restoration project. An abandoned copper mine has been leaking toxins into a nearby stream. So the stream is being moved right here, which means these trees have to go today.
So we're going to take off a piece of wood here. We can have a look at it, see if there's any good violin wood grown in this area. And sure enough, there is. Look at that.
It takes a trained eye to see the potential in each one. There are a lot of variables. Does the wood have knots? Is the trunk twisted? Did it grow too fast or too slow?
Oh, you know what's going on with this tree? It's off center. This is really good for us because we can get guitars out of one side of this tree.
But what Bruce is finding is that only a small fraction of the spruce here have the right properties for instruments. Those that do may avoid the chipper and undergo a musical transformation. But first, they are likely to wind up here, at Pacific Rim Tonewoods in Concrete, Washington. The mill cuts up about 550 logs a year from the Pacific Northwest. Today, company founder Steve McMinn watches a giant chainsaw gnaw through an old-growth spruce log, much like the ones near Lake Chelan. He's kind of like a butcher, slicing specialty cuts of meat, only Steve's job is to chop logs into the precise pieces needed by instrument makers.
This is the stage at which we can see what the log wants to be, whether it wants to be a guitar, a cello, bass.
The round of wood has wide growth rings, perfect for guitars. A log this size will be used to make about 1,000 of them. Steve picks up the wood round with a forklift, puts it on a platform, and starts splitting it apart with a hydraulic maul.
Spruce has tremendously long fibers, so pound for pound it's stronger than steel.
The wood is then quarter sawn, dried, and eventually winds up here, in a saw with 21 moving blades. It works like a huge egg slicer, only it's the size of a small pickup truck. 3 boards go in, 18 come out. Now they're just the right thickness for guitar tops. They'll go to big guitar manufacturers like Taylor and Martin, as well as a few smaller scale builders, like Dake Traphagen in Bellingham. Which brings us back to the beginning of our story.
Well, musical instrument wood is the cream of the cream. It's the top 0.1% of 1% of all the wood.
Dake has made all kinds of instruments. Violins, dulcimers, zithers. Now he specializes in guitars. He shares his workshop with his dog and a brown recluse spider who camps out in the scrap wood pile. One wall is stacked ceiling high with neatly organized slabs of tonewood. He pulls 3 down and runs his hand across them.
Feeling the piece of wood gives me a lot of information. I can tell how much life there is in it. This piece of fir here, I could tell you, would be a very terrible piece of tonewood. It's tough. I can really flex it, but it's too spongy.
So he grabs the second piece.
This is Western Red Cedar. I'm listening for the high pitch and the low pitch. And then this is Engelmann Spruce. There's the spot. So this will make a very good instrument. It's nice, lightweight. This piece of cedar will make a very lively instrument. It'll be loud with a lot of sustain.
You simply can't replicate this kind of natural variation with synthetic materials. It's what makes each instrument as unique as the musician who plays it. And that's one thing Dake loves about working with Tonewood.
It's delightful because it's the challenge. Because each piece is different. You can't just build on a formulaic method. What one person calls muddy, another person will call warm and rich. So that's part of the art, part of the mystique, to get the most out of each piece of wood.
I'm Sarah Waller for KUOW.
That's just part one of our series, More Than a Tree. The scientific advisor for our series was Dr. Nalini Nadkarni. Dr. David Olson assisted with the production. Funding for More Than a Tree was provided by the KUOW Program Venture Fund. Contributors include Paul and Lori Ahern and the KUOW Board of Directors.